It is going to inconvenience people. We will have to shut down the runway for a period of time when we mill and pave the entire length of the runway. And that's, we've included Garrett and Pat's in the design process to make sure we're minimizing those impacts. So we'll have more on that as we go along. The other project that is coming up is our taxiway A rehabilitation, pretty much the old pavement from the terminal building down to runway 22 is going to be milled and paved in mid-April to mid-May. That'll be about a 30-day process. Of course, that means everybody with a hanger along Rudder Lane is going to be affected, all the people in the T-hangers. So we had a meeting last week. It wasn't very well attended, but invited all the tenants to come out and give us their concerns. We'll be giving them regular updates as we go along. That was one of the stretches of pavement that was identified as our worst out here in a pavement study we had done just almost 2 years ago now. So we'll take care of that, and that's probably $500,000 project that will be all county money. The other project, and this is the worst pavement out there, anybody want to guess, taxiway B, that'll be done this summer, kind of on the heels of taxiway A. But
what was that?
Taxiway B, the old 1331.
Oh, okay.
It's an obvious need of repair.
Is that just an overlay, or is that?
Nah, it's too far gone. We're going to crack and seed it.
Okay.
And then it'll hot mix it.
What's that cost?
And that's probably another $500,000-$600,000 of county money.
I meant to ask Taxiway Alpha, is that just a resurfacing, or is there going to be any widening of that at all?
No, it'll just be we'll mill the existing pavement. And actually, we're going to go 25 feet from the edge of the taxiway into all those driveways that are out there. And then we'll also put in conduit underneath each one of those taxiway driveways. For future use for, lights or whatever. So.
For the first time, in these last couple of years, we've started a program of evaluating the different pavement surfaces and trying to get into a rotation of making upgrades. So, the county's kind of committed to that, to evaluate each pavement surface and look ahead and do a, capital improvement on some pavement each year. The one project Jim missed is the Rudder Lane. Also, we're going to be repaving.
I'm not done.
But okay. What was the first?
But I would have missed it.
Okay.
It wasn't on my list. But if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Rudder Lane is actually going to be ahead of Taxiway A and Taxiway B, and we're going to raise it up, raise the cul-de-sac up. We worked with the Conservation District to death, and we just never could come up with a plan that they would accept to do actual stormwater management, so we just kind of gave up, and we're going to improve the drainage that goes down into the cul-de-sac, but basically we're mostly going to be raising the pavement up so it doesn't flood anymore.
Or minimally floods.
Well, we're still going to have water in the swales, and down around the cul-de-sac itself, but the fact of the matter is the cul-de-sac and the roadway is going to be higher, so it shouldn't flood at all, hopefully, given, anecdotally where we've seen, the elevation we've seen water pond to.
Just one thing, backing up one thing, you mentioned you'd be notifying Pat's and Garrett. I know it's a long way away, but just remember that when you are going to have 422 closed down, that closes me down. So it's fine to get it paved, no problem at all. I'll just need to operate out of Salisbury or Easton one whenever you do that. So I know it's a long way away, but just remember that.
It's not that far away. I mean, it's coming, next fall.
Well,
yeah.
No issues. I'll be happy to see it. I just, as long as we know, if you're going to be notifying somebody, hey, such and such a date, we're going to be closed, just remember that. If you don't mind, let me know so I can run and just move over to Salisbury or Easton.
Right now we're doing the big picture stuff, but as we get closer, we're going to do the we'll make sure individuals.
We'll come give a presentation to this committee when we have our plan set in stone about what the schedule is going to be, when the shutdown is going to be, how long the shutdown potentially could be. Just want to give you a heads up, that's where